T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
CNN analyst and American Urban Radio Network's White House correspondent April Ryan is often seen as a reporter asking pointedly biased questions of either the president's secretary or the president himself. It's a wonder that she would be considered to be a reporter objectively reporting on the news of the day. In fact, she is a left-wing shill. Aside from the tone of her questions, how do we know that she comes to the table with a raging bias? She's accused President Trump of instigating a race war. She says he stoked the flames of racist extremists and neo-Nazis. Absolute fact is that the president has made it a point to condemn racial extremists and the neo-Nazi mentality. But that's not all that came out of Ryan's vile mouth. She says the president should be brought up on charges before the International Criminal Court in The Hague. By the way, she's not the first to make that suggestion. When it comes to instigating a race war in America, she points to Portland, Oregon as ground zero. She's right alongside the Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler, who also accused the president of creating violence and division in the country. So just how has President Trump created violence in this country? One of the things Ryan says is, quote, this president is even defending Kyle Rittenhouse, the 17-year-old who went in Wisconsin and killed two protesters, end of quote. She adds, quote, there's a race war in America right now because of this president, end of quote. Now, first of all, the president defended Kyle Rittenhouse's right to have a fair trial once all the circumstances are investigated. Many legal observers believe that Rittenhouse may have been acting in self-defense. He was recorded on video as running from a crowd, tripping, being attacked by several people in the crowd, and then raising his rifle to defend himself. Could any of his acts been in self-defense? It's being surmised that several people came out with their weapons to defend businesses. Why would they have done that? They said they did it because local law enforcement officials were told to stand down or not react with a sense of force. In other words, there was no real police protection in the streets of Kenosha. Was it wise for people to go out on their own to defend the various businesses? One could argue that it was not the smartest of actions, but it could also be assumed that there has been a need to have individual citizens defend property during riots when law enforcement officials have not been able to secure the peace. Now, during the summer of the 1965 Watts riots, armed Korean businessmen owners took to the top of their roofs of their businesses to defend their property. This may all be a legal gray area, but armed citizens have defended their lives and property forever when law enforcement authorities were not present to stop the clear and present danger. Back to April Ryan. She is further quoted as saying, quote, let's call a thing a thing. This President Donald John Trump has instigated a race war in America, end of quote. Now, once again, has the president instigated a race war? Did he instigate a race war by hiring Americans of all racial backgrounds to work with him in Washington, D.C.? By achieving landmark justice reforms? By criticizing the violence in major American cities? By offering to send the National Guard to those cities? She continues to speculate. She adds, quote, I've talked to some people who are in intelligence, and they're saying he's done heinous things, but we don't know for sure, end of quote. In other words, just throw out red meat for the mainstream media and their left-wing supporters and see who picks up on that. So yes, let's call a thing a thing. April Ryan is not a news reporter. She's a left-wing hack commentator. Her press credentials should be revoked. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.